This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The world's biggest online retailer had one of those days today. Good news followed by a cold, hard dose of reality. Amazon announced quarterly profits yesterday, and while, yes, it did beat estimates, the company acknowledged growth is slowing both here and internationally. It's not going to help at all, though, that there are regulations that went into effect in India today, significantly dimming Amazon's prospects there. Rules that prevent foreign companies, think Amazon and Walmart subsidiary Flipkart, from finding exclusive partners and then selling their products online at a discount. Sound familiar? Marketplace's Ben Bradford explains that particular global trade roadblock.
Overnight, thousands of products disappeared from Amazon's India website, including its Echo and Fire TV. Amazon CFO Brian Olsavsky used the reserved tone classic to earnings calls to express his displeasure.
We've built our business around price selection and convenience. We don't think the changes help in those dimensions.
Amazon has since found a way to get some products online, but analysts say the rule could undercut its growth in India.
Its ability to be the leading online retail company, that's now in question.
RBC analyst Mark Mahaney says it's not a huge problem short term, but the company planned to spend over $5 billion on its India business for a reason. Walmart spent more than $15 billion buying the Indian company Flipkart to compete there.
India is obviously a very large market in terms of people. It's a reasonably large market in terms of spend. If you want to be a global company, you should try to have a presence there.
But Indian retailers are understandably not thrilled about foreign behemoths coming in and offering steeply discounted products. Brookings Institute researcher Tanvi Madan says the government is responding in an election year.
They've only just started to kind of put some of these policies in place, and the government has said that that is partly the intention of these rules is to make more space for Indian companies.
She says India is taking a protectionist page from its neighbor China, where homegrown e-commerce giant Alibaba has edged out Amazon. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.